Bucknell playing in New Haven against Sacred Heart at 6 o'clock. Very pleased to be joined by the head coach of Bucknell, Dave Jacchini. Dave, Happy New Year.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right. So let's start with the camp part of it. This was a question I brought up to you in the spring we discussed, and you can only find this out once you finally go through it. Did you either modify or see any changes at all in camp because there was such a shorter period of time between a game and a new season?
Definitely. You know, finishing this season in the spring was something that really nobody had ever done before, and we've taken a good look prior to the start of our camp. And what we actually wound up doing was we brought the majority of our team back in July for a three-week mini camp just to make sure, see how guys were doing. We had a bunch of kids that, you know, particularly our upperclassmen, and a lot of guys had internships and weren't able to come, but it was still almost two-thirds of our team, and I think that really helped us out by having them back in July. When our camp started on August 5th, we have definitely scaled things back from where we were, say, back in the 2019 season. You know, we've had 22 practices so far. We've only had one day of tackling out of those 22. We had one major scrimmage that we got about, almost 70 snaps of live football. But that's really been the only practice out of the 22 that we have gone and had contact down to the ground. So definitely a big change from what we've done in prior years.
And I'm going to assume that you did a lot of thud, tag off, and so forth.
Exactly.
If the players handle that right, Dave, how beneficial can that be if they handle it the right way?
Yeah, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. That's the challenge, particularly with the young team that we have. We have almost as many freshmen as we do juniors and seniors combined, and they're just still figuring it out. What's college football about? And everybody wants to come out and compete and show that they can make plays. So that's the danger. As soon as you tell people, hey, we're going thud, but we're not going to tackle down to the ground. We're going to wrap guys up but try to keep everybody on their feet. That's easier said than done. And so that in itself is a process to get your younger players and to get everybody onto the same page. And it took us a couple practices to get to that point. We're much better at following those instructions now than we were, say, 2 weeks ago, no doubt about it.
When you go through a quote spring practice, you can get a foundation set for your preseason. Now, you had to do this for games. Did you see a foundation laid between that mini camp you had and playing last fall or last spring?
I think so. You know, like I said, it's tough when, you know, for us, as we look at how we were as a team, just the makeup of the team going through that spring season and losing a great senior class. Again, all of them given an extra year of eligibility by the NCAA because of the COVID situation, but all of them choosing to move on. We do have a couple of guys playing elsewhere, but all the rest of our team, you know, already had jobs and had accepted them and was moving on, decided to move on to the real world and get their professional careers started. So it was that in itself was a giant change to lose, to have that vacuum of leadership at the top as that class moved on. And so it was a big part of not just starting and trying to hit the reset button through the July and into our August camp, but also doing our best to fill that leadership void and get such a young team going in the right direction. So that's been a major focus of our team so far here as we've been moving forward, and our coaching staff spent an awful lot of time. And the fact that we actually have a camp has really been, you know, gotten us head and shoulders above to where we were a year ago, you know, with the pandemic and our season being canceled and us not even having any type of camp whatsoever. So this has been a step in the right direction, but it's still a major challenge for us as we look towards, a long and challenging season.
I think a lot of people may not realize there really is an order to which you do things. It's players, then it's formations, then it's obviously plays as to what you want to do. But the players have to be able to fit what you're doing with all of that in your recruiting, there's a way you'd like to play. Are you starting to get enough players into the program that play the way that you idealistically feel the program needs to go?
Oh, absolutely. We're thrilled with the two recruiting classes that our staff has been able to bring in. It was a bit nerve-wracking for this current class of freshmen because, as you know, we recruited them without the benefit of official or unofficial visits. Everything that we did with them was communication over the phone or over Zoom, and you know, having no one really have done that in the past, and to have players commit to you while you've never met them and shake, shook their hands, or they've never even, been on your campus. They don't know exactly what it's like. So there was a lot of trepidation as our players arrived in July, and so many of them, as a freshman, not knowing, exactly what they're all about. And I was really relieved, and I know our staff was really impressed with how they've handled themselves and the caliber of student athlete that we've been able to bring in. So that's certainly this class of incoming freshmen really augmented our sophomore class as well. Many of them who did play a decent amount in our shortened spring season. So it's been great. We're really excited. I do believe, while we're probably we went from the most experienced football team in the Patriot League now to probably one of the least, if not the least experienced in the Patriot League. If you look at our team as a whole, like the measurables, the strength, the size, the speed of the team, we're a step better than we were a year ago. So key for us this year, without a doubt, is going to be maturing as a football team, getting our young players, many of whom are going to be stepping into starting roles for the first time, getting them the experience, especially early on in our non-conference schedule. So by the time we hit our league games, we're firing on all cylinders.
All right. So how's it look at quarterback for you?
Good. We were definitely, as the season went on in the spring, it was a two quarterback show. Logan Bitticoffer graduated,
right,
and that left us with really one man to inherit the team. That was Taryn Earle, and Taryn had played great in the time he had in the spring, but did have a knee injury that ended his season early. He's back. He's 100%. He's really performed well through the first 3 weeks of August camp here, and was elected as one of our captains by our players. So he's really doing an outstanding job, not just on the field with his performance, but in his leadership on and off the field. So really happy with him and his mobility and his arm strength. He's really pushing himself to be the best that he can be.
Well, in fact, you talked about the leadership part. Leadership actually shows itself in the times when you, the coaches, can't be around. Did you get a real feel that during the off season, your leaders did what you needed them to do to make sure that the other guys were ready?
Yeah, I do. And it's a huge challenge for this group because our senior class, we only have 13 seniors, so their sheer lack of numbers makes it more challenging for those guys because they're 11% probably of the team when it's all said and done. So it is a challenge for them, and I'm really proud of that group of seniors and how they handled themselves in the off season and really even more importantly than that, just coming in and again having a camp in August in which none of your freshmen or sophomores have ever gone through a camp before, and what they've done in terms of acclimating them to the college game, welcoming them and showing them first of all what they're what they're leading by example first before their words, but really doing that and trying to get us to hit the fast forward button, so to speak, to mature this football team as quickly as we can. And so far, I'm very happy with the results that we've seen, and a lot of that goes to the credit of our senior class.
Now, you talked about having the one scrimmage where you had about 70 plays in it. How much of a mystery does special teams become when obviously most people don't hit in their special teams period? So what is that like, because it's such a critical component to the game?
Absolutely. It is a huge part of the game, and it is the toughest thing to simulate over the course of a practice when you are going live, because it's just having a scout team or having a group of guys out there that either know each other, they know what's coming, they know the schemes, and that's just not what special teams is like in the football game. So that's a challenge in and of itself. Now you add to that, you know, most of your special teams performers, typically as you look at the college level, are your second team players, you know, second team players on offense, and even to a larger degree, your second team, your backup players on the defensive side of the ball. When you look at how young we are, you know, we're young with our starting 11 that we have on both sides of the ball.
Right.
Forget the fact that our backups are in a lot of cases, you know, just as young, if not younger. So that provides another aspect of it, because you do, again, have a layer there where there are players that are out there practicing and they've never had a chance to do something live against another college football team. And the first thing that you're going to ask them to do is line up and go try to block a punt or execute a block on a kickoff return team. So that is a huge aspect of the game, and also why, you know, if you look at typically the first week of college football games, you'll see more mistakes or hiccups on special teams than usually offense or defense combined. You can look at I think the very first points that was scored in the Nebraska-Illinois game was a young returner who went way back on a punt and caught the ball on the 1 yard line. His momentum carried him into the end zone, and he wound up getting a safety on a ball he never should have fielded. And that's typically unforgivable, it's understandable in a way when you look at it. It's a week one situation, and you have a lot of guys out there doing things that they haven't done in a live situation before.
And how do you view Sacred Heart?
Well, they're kind of the opposite of us. They have a ton of starters back. You know, a very successful season out of them. They won the NEC championship and did a good job in the playoffs facing a good Delaware team. They do return virtually everybody. I know I was just looking at the two deep a couple of hours ago, and I think, you know, their starting defense is made up of nine seniors or eight seniors and three 50-year seniors. So a very, very experienced team on both sides of the ball, coming off a great championship campaign in the spring. Probably the thing that's scariest about them is their offense, as good as their defense has performed this past year. Their offense is really, really good, really firing on all cylinders. You've got Julius Chestnut, who is arguably the number one tailback in the country at the Division I FCS level. He's really been impressive. And we were kind of his coming out party way back in 2019 when we played up at Sacred Heart. I think he rushed for 160, maybe 170 yards against us, scored a touchdown. I think he caught a couple of touchdown passes as well during the game. So he is, without a doubt, an outstanding, outstanding football player. And we have a huge challenge coming up for us here Saturday night.
Well, it'll be 6 o'clock on Saturday. Looking forward to it very much, Doug. And Kevin will have the call on Eagle 107. Dave, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. I always look forward to talking with you.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for the time.